Well, friends, let us turn once more to God in prayer. Loving God, fountain of every blessing, open us to your life-giving word and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that living water might flow through our hearts, a spring of hope for a thirsty world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, in every line and phrase, this beautiful passage from Isaiah 35 reflects fruitfulness and abundance. Using the imagery of the natural world, Isaiah promises God's triumphal restoration of Zion. The prophet says that the places of drought and desolation will be transformed into lush places of refreshment and flourishing. And swept up into this grand vision of renewal, humans will experience restoration too. The eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf shall be opened. People who have physical limitations will one day leap like deer. The voiceless will break into song. It's a compelling vision, right? It's certainly a vision that we long for as we look around our lives and our world and see so much need for healing and restoration. Reading this passage beckons us to sit in the tension of living in the messy and complicated here and now, while at the same time yearning with hope for what is to come, trusting that God will see us through. Historically speaking, the people of God know a little something about living in this tension. They know what it's like to live under the threat of invasion, to experience the pain of exile. Isaiah's words of hope are being heard by people who are quite familiar with feelings of fear and uncertainty, disappointment. People for whom a glorious vision of a thriving Zion feels pretty far away. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 35 is framed by chapters on both sides that are full of the imagery of destruction and devastation. And like a stubborn seedling pushing its way through arid dirt, the words of chapter 35 stand in striking contrast to their literary surroundings. These words inspire hope in the very midst of hardship. And while they do not take away the challenges of the present, they do inspire the strength and the sacred imagination needed to endure them. To live in the world as it is, to live in these bodies as they are, to love people as they are, we have to summon the resources of the stubborn, sacred imagination of the people of God. We long for the future fulfillment of God's restoration and the healing of all creation. And right here and right now, we pray for healing in its many forms, understanding that healing is primarily concerned with wholeness. We come alongside each other, serving and striving to create clear glimpses of heaven right here on earth. Together, we look to the desert places in our lives, and we give thanks for the streams of water that sustain us. We look to the places of wilderness, and we rejoice at the ways that water breaks forth. And when we open our eyes, we see that water breaks forth in all kinds of ways. Water can break forth in the desert through dinner being dropped on your doorstep by a friend, or doctors who care for you with tenderness and compassion, through sunny days spent in the beauty of creation, or gathering around the table with the people you love, through making progress with your therapist, or finding the courage to ask for help, through losing yourself in beautiful music, or holding a snuggly baby. Sometimes it may feel like water is breaking forth from a leaky faucet, more of a steady drip than a flowing stream. But always, friends, always, streams of water are there, breaking forth in our wilderness, inspiring our hope, and bringing wholeness and healing to our weary spirits. There's a group of folks in our congregation who gather on Zoom every Wednesday morning to engage in a spiritual practice called Lectio Divina, which is a meditative way of reading scripture. And this past week, as we were reading Isaiah 35 together, one of the participants said that in reading the text, they sensed a call to be the stream in other people's deserts. And I thought that was a gorgeous vision of what it means to be the church, a people committed to wholeness and healing. And I think we have to take turns, right? Because sometimes we find ourselves squarely in the middle of the desert, and we are in desperate need of water. But other times we find that we have water to spare, and we can enter into the parched places of the lives of people that we love. And so today, I wonder, how can you be the stream in another person's desert? Who do you know that could use some refreshment? How can you show love to them in big ways or in small ways?